Well, good morning. It is Thursday, and that means time for Perspectives on WFSU-FM. I'm Tom Blanigan. Thank you so much for joining us via the radio waves, also the telephone line and the Twitter machine and the email device and the multiple ways we have of communicating with each other in this technologically advanced universe in which we live, which is wonderful when it all works the way it's supposed to. 414-1234 is the good old reliable phone number. If it is long distance between you and us, it is 800-926-8809. Email us, perspectives@wfsu.org, or you can tweet us at WFSU Perspective. The focus has been on business here in Tallahassee and Leon County since time immemorial. This is a regional commercial center for South Georgia and North Florida. But with the advent of perhaps diminished expectations when it comes to state government, the push has been on to develop new private enterprises, either homegrown or imported from the outside, to make up the deficit when it comes to public sector employment. And that has been something that has been facing us for many, many years. Here in Leon County, a number of mechanisms have been used over the years to try to jumpstart that kind of activity. Some have been more successful than others, and we could go an entire program on the history of that. But we wanted to bring you up to date on something that kicked off just about a year ago. It was the first part of this year when the old Economic Development Council, the EDC, which was sort of a joint operation with the Greater Tallahassee Area Chamber of Commerce and all, went away and something new was created in its place, and sort of a very unique and innovative kind of approach to economic development. It is called the Office of Economic Vitality. And we're going to talk about that today with a number of folks from the public and private sectors who are going to talk about exactly what this organization is, how it is supposed to work, and what it's doing right now to put those devices in places to make this a more sustainable place to live when it comes to our economy. So let's go around and meet some folks who are going to be talking with us on Perspectives today. Let's start over here to your left, my right on the radio. Alice Lee Stansbury, president of Stansbury Consulting. Alice Lee, good to see you.
Glad to be here, and thanks, Tom.
Right next door to you, we have Cecilia Homason, CEO of First Commerce Credit Union. No stranger to these airwaves. She, good to see you, Cecilia.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
And if you want to be in a local incubator, just head on down to Domey Station and talk to this guy, Lucas Lindsay, Executive Director of Domey Station. How's it going, Lucas?
It's going well. Good morning. Proud to be here with everyone. Thank you.
Okay. A man who has been with us in a number of iterations and right now is the Vice President of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce, Jay Revel. Hey, Jay.
Hello, good sir. Glad to be with you.
It is a pleasure to have you on, too. And a gentleman that you may be meeting for the first time, the Director of the Office of Economic Vitality, Al Latimer. Good to have you on, Al.
Good morning. Thank you, Tom.
Okay. And you are all settled in here. I remember it was back like in January that all this sort of hit, and suddenly there is a new device here in Leon County to promote the economy and try to get more businesses jump-started and other business. And you are the guy.
Yes, I am the new director of the Office of Economic Vitality, and let me say that my welcome here in Tallahassee has been wonderful, from the partners to the county commissioners to general people I meet on the street. There's been general warmth and appreciation for me in welcoming me to the community.
That is super, Al. Well, talk just for a moment, if you would, a little bit of background and how you got from there to here.
Okay. So my background is, I've been in economic development for 30 years. Most recently, I was with Enterprise Florida for 19 years as the Senior Vice President of Strategic Partnerships. I've been... Excuse me. As a part of my background, I also was in Jacksonville, worked as the executive director of the Jacksonville Sports Authority, had the great opportunity to help be a part of the team that recruited the Jaguars to the city. Prior to that, I was with the governor's office on physical fitness and sports a lot of years ago. But in that capacity, we worked with youth to get them involved in positive sports as a positive outlet to give them some direction. Also, had the great good fortune to play in the NFL for 5 years. Went to Clemson University, and I, you know, I hope that doesn't upset anybody.
But, we won't hold it against you today.
But I am excited to be here in Tallahassee and taking on the challenge of moving with the collaborative partnerships, this community, to the next level of job creation and talent workforce support.
Well, before we get into kind of some of the nuts and bolts of the organization, Al, let's talk about its relationship to the Greater Tallahassee Area Chamber of Commerce. And Jay, a little bit different than the old EDC, because that was like lockstep there. They even operated out of your office downtown. So how does this work?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's an exciting time in our community. You know, you and I have had many conversations about the incredible momentum that our community has garnered over the last, you know, decade or so. And we're lucky to have Al. We're lucky to have a great team at the Office of Economic Vitality. And, you know, Al's been on for, what, a few weeks now, and we've been each around each other plenty of times. And, you know, our team is dedicated to growing businesses in our community, driving value to our members. And we think that it's essential that we work hand in hand with our friends at OEV to do that, and with all of our partners in the community. It's got to be a team effort, and we're proud to be a role player on the team.
Well, I'm old enough to remember when the prime directive of an organization like this would be, go ye therefore into the hinterlands and find business and industry to steal from other communities and bring it here, usually accompanied by huge tax abatements and other kinds of incentives to bring them in. Mm-hmm. Now the focus seems to be more on helping to grow existing businesses and helping to jumpstart new entrepreneurial type businesses. And Lucas Lindsay, the whole purpose of Domey Station was to try to do that. Is this going to be a big help for organizations like yours?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're exactly right. I mean, we believe, and that's why we do the work every day, that the future of economic development is entrepreneurship, right? And we believe it is a sustainable form of economic development. We work to educate and empower entrepreneurs for that reason. Although I am excited to hear with all the sports background from Al that we might have a shot at bringing back the Tallahassee Tiger Sharks. I think that would be awesome. So we should maybe make a play for that. I'm not sure if it's in the strategic plan. But you know, seriously, I think what's exciting is that all of the people at the table here have been busy working, doing, implementing, building. And now that we have OEV in place, we can really take those efforts to the next level. They can help coordinate and map, you know, partnerships across the community. They can provide resources that empower, you know, the best things that are happening at the ground level. And we all, I think, have collectively at this table and elsewhere in the community, we have a big vision for where Tallahassee can be. And we believe that entrepreneurs are going to take it there.
What was it, Cabaret, that, you know, money makes the world go round? I think that was one of the songs that was in that lineup. And without the financial resources to help a business start up or expand, it's not going to be successful. I remember what the SBA at one time said, that 93% of all small businesses fail within the first, it was 5 or 7 years, something like that. And the biggest single reason was undercapitalization from the get-go. They thought, hey, I can make this work on 50K. They needed probably three times as much. Cecilia Homason is the head person at First Commerce Credit Union. That is part of your bailiwick to make some of those resources available so businesses can be successful, right?
Absolutely. We clearly understand that having a financial structure in place that really infuses capital into either emerging businesses or existing businesses as they're expanding is critical to our local economy. And we are very fortunate here in our community to have a very strong banking community that is really set to do that. But it also oftentimes takes a combination of SBA and now hopefully with OEV, more formalized approaches to that capital need is critical to really drive us to that next level.
Okay. And Alice Lee Stansberry, from the viewpoint of a you don't want to call your business small. It is not small in scope or in vision or any of those things, but still being an entrepreneur here in Tallahassee. Environment getting better for businesses?
Well, it is getting better. And since I've been in business 10 years now, I think I passed whatever you said, the 5 or 7 mark. So that makes me happy. But I also wear another hat, which is to be the chair of the board for the Institute for Nonprofit Innovation and Excellence. And what we're seeing, and I think we're all seeing, is this convergence of for-profit and nonprofit business models, where businesses are looking to have more of a social impact and nonprofits are looking for more ways to be entrepreneurial. And so the Institute, has really, I think, found a niche in the community to really promote social entrepreneurship. And we were very pleased that the nonprofit sector and INI in particular were both included in the OEV strategic plan.
That is a big part of the area's growth profile, because we still will remain the state capital, regardless of how many actual numerical state employees we have working out of Tallahassee. But you have professional organizations, whether they advocate on the part of a professional group, lobbyists. Of course, we have one or two of those, you know, lurking around.
The nonprofit sector is actually very, very broad and very diverse. And in Tallahassee, actually in Leon County, we have more nonprofits per capita than any other county in the state. And that's in part because we're the state capital, and a lot of that include associations, trade associations, but also civic organizations, charitable nonprofits, and the faith community. So when you roll all that together, it's a big force. And I think it's important that we not leave that whole sector, you know, off to the side. I think we've got a lot of nonprofits that are already doing a lot of social entrepreneurship activities that are generating revenue for their organizations and providing value to the community.
On top of all that, though, there is one other aspect that a lot of economic development organizations, I'm sure, think of but maybe do not give top priority to, and that is making sure that the wealth, as it were, is evenly spread across the entire spectrum, whether it is a small neighborhood grocery store, let us say, in a low-income area, or maybe it is a major development on the outskirts of town that could employ several hundred people. Let's talk a little bit about that when we roll on into our next segment of Perspectives. It's 414-1234, by the way, if you would like to join the conversation, or 800-926-8809 long distance, or email us perspectives@wfsu.org. The Office of Economic Vitality for Leon County is the focus on this week's Perspectives. We'll be right back. We are back on Perspectives. Hey, a reminder, too, you can always find Perspectives online at WFSU.org. Just go to our website, click on radio, yank down the programs menu, and click Perspectives. We archive past shows. Try to have the latest program up within a few hours of when it actually airs so you can go back and listen to it again and again and again until you are totally satiated. On this, as we talk about the Office of Economic Vitality here in Leon County, the effort to try to bring more resources to the community as a whole. And Al Latimer is director of the office. If we could just start with you. Any initiatives there for, say, low-income communities? One complaint that I hear a lot, even if it's just a convenience store, it's folks outside the community who own and profit from those stores. And the people in those communities, if they want to start a business, they don't have a hope. What can your office do to ameliorate that kind of thing?
Well, first of all, let me say that our work plan and the strategic plan is across all strata of businesses within the Tallahassee-Leon County area. We let me start with the small business businesses or support mechanisms in the county. Again, we are collaborative. So we reach out to our partners, a small business resource, looking for resources of all types to support small business growth. in the area of minority business development. We have taken our minority women small business enterprise unit from the city and the county and combined them, consolidated their efforts. We have a deputy director that was just recently hired. There will be a significant component of our work plan that focuses on bringing greater growth and resources to the businesses, you know, in that area. But, you know, once again, we are a resource, a fulcrum. We have some resources that support small business growth. We have resources that support minority business growth. But we're going to achieve our maximum results when we leverage those resources with other entities out there that also have resources to support and grow those businesses.
Jay Revel, there's some things going on even here in, I think, Frenchtown this weekend. I saw a release that came out about a better block. What's that, and how do you expect that to kind of play into this whole thing?
Yeah, that's a great program. You know, if I put my old downtown hat on for a minute, they are assembling a group of people who are sort of really coming together with the community down there in Frenchtown for the weekend to do some sort of what I would call pop-up urbanism, I guess. Lucas, that's probably a fair description. Lucas is probably a better expert at this than me, actually. But really cool. It's good to see. I mean, you know, people coming together, bringing the community together to try to make something good happen. That's always fun, you know?
Okay. And Lucas, follow up on that, if you would, here. I'm thinking of the it's a GE commercial, but it still sticks with me. The guy who comes into his apartment and there's already a party waiting for him to congratulate him on his new job with GE, but they have no idea that it actually entails software development and that kind of thing he's already been doing. What about places like Domi Station and all, which are perceived as, oh, you guys just come up with the next killer app?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I think we have a lot of conversations at my at Domi with my staff, with our community about inclusivity. And, you know, we have in our recent strategic plan, we announced to our board that our vision for what we're doing is to create the most inclusive startup community in the Southeast. And that's specifically because we want to combat that narrative across tech and entrepreneurship that it's not accessible to everyone. And so we're taking very intentional steps to make it more inclusive, reaching out to partners on both sides of the community, trying to break down longstanding barriers. And when I think about, you know, people that have been left behind historically, for me, it fires me up and it gives me a reason to go to work. And it gives me a reason to work on some of the programs that we have in place. You know, we have a thing called Women Wednesdays where we invite women entrepreneurs from across the community every single week. Just yesterday, they met. It was all female minority entrepreneurs, packed the room, and had a great panel discussion. And you know, really raising awareness for those issues is part of what we're doing. But then including those people in our programs and empowering them with resources. So our fall Get Started cohort, it reflects the demographics of this community, but across age, gender, race, whatever, you know, and that's important to us, right? And we're trying to do that very intentionally. And we're able to do that most effectively when we partner with other people, leverage their resources, just like Al said. You know, we're going to do those things together, so.
Okay, Jay, you had a follow-up.
Yeah, Lucas, you use the word barriers, which I think is an important one to think about. One of the things that we're focused on with our new Growing Business Initiative is how do we enhance the business environment in a way where we can make it as easy as humanly possible for businesses for people who have a great business idea to actually start them in our community. You know, little things like last year we partnered with our friends at the City of Tallahassee to suggest eliminating the business license tax. Now, granted, that's not something that's going to make or break a major corporation's fiscal year, but if you're someone who's trying to start a new business, that's one less expense that you've got to go to. That's one less barrier that you've got to. And that affects everyone, particularly those that are on the lower income side of our community who, again, that's one more barrier that they would have to go through to be able to start their business. And we want to make sure that we are one of the most business-friendly communities in Florida. And by eliminating more barriers, it's going to make it easier for people in all different socioeconomic backgrounds to start a business.
That financial barrier, again, a big one. And Cecilia, before we get your viewpoint on that, Valerie is joining us here who has some input when it comes to money matters. Hi, Valerie. Thanks for your patience. Welcome to Perspectives.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is like manifest destiny for me to listen to the show right now. I actually have a little bit of capital, some helping hands, and nothing but time. I really need a matching service, and I think there are many of us who need a matching service to hook up with some small businesses here. So we're not buying on Wall Street, but we're investing in our local businesses, and then we get the internal reward mentally and then financially when the company takes off. Is there a matching service or something we can look towards?
Oh, boy, that is a great question. Cecilia, any ideas on that one?
Yeah, I'm not aware of something specifically that refers to her comments. I think she has identified again how can we potentially use some of the programming that's going to come out of OEV at a broader community level to begin to match up resources in our community. We need a clearinghouse that could allow us to do that. And so, you know, I'm going to turn that to Al because he might be in a better position to comment to that.
Sure. What do you think, Al?
So, Valerie, we certainly thank you for calling in today. And you're exactly the kind of community person we're looking for to help us reach, you know, our common goals in economic development and provide support to businesses. So let me do this. Let me just ask you to call us at OEV, and we will accept your information and hopefully we'll find 500 others just like you and create a new resource category for our businesses.
Okay. And by the way, OEV for F-O-R, business.org is the main website for the Office of Economic Vitality that's there. Alice, any thoughts that you have on
it? Well, I just wanted to chime in that some of the initiatives that have been mentioned, like A Better Block, that is a nonprofit organization. It received funding from locally through the Knight Foundation Donor Advised Fund that our local community foundation administers. Another example that comes to my mind is the Knight Creative Communities Initiative, also a nonprofit that is taking on, you know, key projects in the community and has for years, all designed to make Tallahassee a better place to live, work, and play. So there's a lot of interconnectedness, I think, between the role that nonprofits are playing and the kinds of economic vitality resources that we're trying to create in our community.
Let's add Dr. Ed to the conversation here on line one. Thanks for your patience, Ed. Welcome to Perspectives.
Oh, thanks as usual, Tom. I just want to bring a bit of reality to the conversation, because we've gone this road before with the CRA, community redevelopment. We've seen things get worse. The economic disparity is actually greater. And we need to keep in mind the Canadian study, which shows that economic segregation in Tallahassee is the worst, not just in the state of Florida, but in the country. I mean, think about that a second. So what good is economic development if most of the benefits go to the top percent? 25% of the children in Tallahassee go hungry. Nearly a quarter of the children in Tallahassee live in poverty. Black infant mortality, of course, is off the charts. Life expectancy in Leon County, if you consider the last 6 or 7 years, has gone down relative to other counties. Quality of life, according to Robert Wood Johnson, is in the bottom half of Leon County. We rank 46 out of 67 counties. That's nothing to be proud of. And think of where these dollars go. I mean, we had Gillum and John Marks trying to place a biomass plant next to Sable Farm Elementary School. Those kids with asthma would have to breathe that dirty air. We gave millions of dollars to Big Ben Cares, only for Big Ben Cares to turn around and say, if you don't have health insurance, we don't want you.
Well, let's focus on the economic development thing, though, if we could on that, Ed. And I think that's something that everyone, again, can maybe talk about, because if nothing is done, what you've just described will not change.
That's right. In fact, it gets worse. It gets worse.
Sure. So again, let's go around and see how we can break down that, you know, giving everything to the top 1 or 10% or whatever and try to get that out. I'm thinking of organizations like the Small Business Resource Center at Florida A&M University that has been trying to promote more diversity in the small business community now for quite a while. They've sometimes been kind of a voice in the desert, but it sounds like Al, is this right that now more resources at least are trying to be brought to bear on that? So if you have someone, say, who lives down here on Basin Street and they go, man, you know, I have a connection with a guy out in Gadsden County who grows fruits and vegetables. I want to start a neighborhood fresh food market. Maybe it won't be in direct competition with Piggly Wiggly, but can I do that? Could you help me?
Well, first of all, let me just go back to, the development of this strategic plan. We talked to businesses. We talked to individuals. We had over 1,100 participants in the process of developing the plan. We had 850 surveys, respondents, 50 interviews. And, you know, what we heard was that there is genuine concern about economic development being spread across the entire spectrum of the city and the county. That is included in the plan. Working collaboratively with our partners, we have strategies for business formation business formation, our existing businesses, the creative economy. In OEB, we have a unit that is focused on minority women and small business development. We have a unit focused on community engagement. And so, working collaboratively is the way that we're going to achieve success in, increasing the economic fortunes of this community and rising the tide of so that all the boats are lifted. And if you got some energy, you got some time, join the effort. Bring us your talents, and we certainly can find a place to use those talents in our efforts to raise the fortunes, economic fortunes of this community.
And another difference being that unlike its predecessor, the Office of Economic Vitality, as I understand it, Jay Revel, will have access to a lot more financial resources from the sales tax money, correct?
Absolutely. So, we'll backtrack, about 24 months ago, our community overwhelmingly voted to extend our 1 cent penny sales tax. And our community was only the second county in Florida to take advantage of this new opportunity where you can dedicate some communities up to 20% of those revenues to economic development. We opted for 12% here locally. And those funds will kick in here in another 3 years, right? 2019 now. So it's exciting times. You know, a dedicated funding source for economic development is important. It's something that is a strategic advantage for our community. And we're very excited to be working with OEV and our other partners to make sure that it goes as far as humanly possible to drive our economy forward.
At 414-1234, our local number, and we'll get to you then, Lucas. Ann joins us here on line two. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I had a question for the economic vitality folks. I have not seen any proof of environmental concern or environmental viability, and studies have shown that the economy and the environment go hand in hand in creating a good environment and a good surroundings. And so I just can't find in their report or in anything that the speakers have said that there is a concern about preserving Tallahassee's environmental character.
Well, there certainly is no lack of interest when it comes to environmental preservation and what happens when that environment is negatively impacted. So let's see if maybe that can be leveraged in. Guys, who wants to start out there with an environmental tie-in to economic development and how that plays together? Lucas?
Well, sure. I would just tell you that, I mean, Maybe we haven't brought it up or talked about it yet, but it's certainly important to all of us. In the same way that we want to have the best business environment in the state and the Southeast, we want to have the best quality of life. And quality of life is how we're going to attract companies. It's how we're going to keep and retain entrepreneurs. And people are going to make a conscious decision to live here. That's going to be based on the quality of our environment. And I would say that we are making very strategic economic development affiliated decisions in that space. You think about the green infrastructure projects all the way down Franklin Boulevard to Cascades Park, which is going to be a huge economic boon for our community, bringing in shows and redevelopment all around that park. That is a stormwater facility that decreased environmental injustices for a neighborhood in the terms of flooding, increases the filtering of that stormwater system. And, you know, I mean, you know, I work with apps and entrepreneurs all day, but this is important to me, too, because I want a high quality of life.
I remember seeing a study that ranked the motivators that bring new business, outside business and industry to an area. And when it came to things like tax breaks and turnkey infrastructure and that, yeah, that's part of the mix. But the in the top five consistently was the quality of life for employees. And is that a major selling point? You could go out to some company, say, in Wyoming and say, guys, you have got to put your corporate headquarters in Tallahassee. Look how much greener we are than, you know, your existing part of the world. Does that work?
You know, each company has its own set of, you know, requirements when it's looking to relocate. And certainly I would put Tallahassee up against any community in the country when it came to the character in the environmental emphasis in this community. Let me just let our listeners know that OEV is a division of Place, the Department of Place. And in that unit, we also have Blueprint 2000. And we also have planning. And we are in a department with complementary agencies. So the economic development activities are not being done exclusively, you know, without consideration for the character and planning of this community. And we are working just as hard as a group to preserve the natural beauty and the character of this community.
The Office of Economic Opportunity and Vitality is the term that we're looking at here on Perspectives, and your input too at 414-1234. Join us on the phone, and we'll be right back. You got to love the new name, though, for this particular economic development organization, the Office of Economic Vitality. It sounds so forward-thinking and energetic and all of these other wonderful things, which is what we're discussing here on WFSU's Perspectives. Joined by Travis on the phone. Hey, Travis. Hello, Travis.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, sir. Please, go ahead.
My name's Ted.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was misinformed.
So I had a comment on the one of the previous callers' concerns about the stewardship of our environment and where we are moving in our economic vitality, and why we aren't developing some kind of rooftop solar for our existing business owners here in Tallahassee to give them discounted energy or electric costs for installing city-managed grid enhancement for rooftop solar on their businesses to improve our existing businesses and their vitality.
Great question. We'll just throw that up to the panel, see what we come up with here. I do believe we voted on a particular amendment to the Florida Constitution in this last election that had to do with solar power. That was defeated. And it was my understanding that that would open the door perhaps to more equitable arrangements when it comes to the kilowatts I produce from my solar power array on the roof, selling back into the grid vis-a-vis what I'm being charged from the grid when I pull from it. Not really sure. We're going to be doing some stories on that, but thoughts on solar, guys?
I mean, I'm looking for Elon Musk and Tesla to save us in that space. So, I always look to innovative entrepreneurs. Again, what's forward thinking? They're pushing some really cool solar technologies, and I could see things like that coming down the line. I don't know to what extent that plays into local policy. A lot of that is market-driven opportunities that are going to come out. But
Yeah, I think that we have some bright spots in the research that's being done at our local universities that are looking at all kinds of ways to take enhanced and advanced materials to better move our economy along. I mean, it's not just solar panels. I mean, I think it's a broader than that. And I think we're very lucky to live in a place that has such a high concentration of researchers that hopefully when the next big idea happens, it happens from here.
Yeah, the last thing I'd heard, again, through the National Magnetic or High Magnetic Field Laboratory out here, was that part of their research was having to do with fuel cells, because solar is great when the sun shines. When the sun doesn't shine, you do not get any electricity off of. So how do you retain the excess from when the sun is shining brightly? And they are working on a new fuel cell concept that will be more efficient and hopefully when they get into production, less expensive than the current hydrogen fuel cells. I think that uses ammonia or something. But Al, you wanted to chime in there.
Yeah, I did. Just to let you know that at Place, over at Cascades Park, the pedestrian bridge, we have solar panels there. Lucas, thank you. Lucas was right. You know, this is a marketplace issue. When the marketplace proves that it is a cheap or not cheap necessarily, affordable mechanism for providing power, it will be adopted into the marketplace. And there's a lot of efforts, like Jay said, and research going on around this. And as soon as one is proven ready for the marketplace, I think it'll be taken advantage of.
And there is a new grid, I think, being developed out at the airport, if I'm not mistaken, a large swath of solar panels that are being put out there that will be feeding into the city of Tallahassee's grid. I think DeVoe Moore still has his 50,000 square feet of panels up on top of the Antique Car Museum. They're still cranking out the kilowatt hours on sunny days. And we're seeing more of this. And again, with the defeat of this constitutional amendment, some of those who have been following it say there is a possibility that could jumpstart additional investment in solar. But what are some of the other potentials for this place that Tallahassee we could realize a terrific increase in job creation and economic development if only we would what?
I would say invest in our existing small businesses that have their feet under them, are doing good things, but could be taken to the next level. And it's for that reason that we've actually partnered with First Commerce Credit Union on a new program in 2017. And we're going to take five small businesses that want to enter a growth phase. And it's been proven that you get a lot more bang for your buck when it comes to job creation. These people have a foundation. They have an existing revenue cash flow. But they can scale up if they launch a new product, find a new market, sell something new to existing customers, and enter a growth phase. So we're excited about that. It's called Power Up.
How does that work, Cecilia, and how do you decide who gets to power up?
Well, we have a blue ribbon panel of judges that we're real excited has agreed to participate. We had a pretty good number of applicants of companies that were really poised to take advantage of this opportunity, and we'll be announcing them later in the month, and then they will kick start during Startup Week their year-long journey working with experts in the field in entrepreneurship, business expansion and growth. And really, one of the really cool things is that cohort meets together, is they can brainstorm and work with each other and draw on really their individual experiences and how they could contribute to each of their each of the businesses. So we're really looking forward to kicking this off with Domi at the beginning of 2017. Again, it's just another example of how we're trying to innovate and change the landscape in entrepreneurship in Tallahassee.
Alice, Lee Stenberg.
Well, I just want to piggyback off of that and say that that's also something that the Institute for Nonprofit Innovation is working on. We are in the development stages of launching what we're calling a social innovation fund. And the idea of that is very similar to the Power Up program, where we've got nonprofits that have intellectual property, that have an asset, they have an idea, something that could be developed into a sustainable revenue stream for their organization. organization, but they need startup dollars to pilot the idea and flesh it out and take it, you know, take it to the next level. And when funding is given to nonprofits, either through grants or contracts or even charitable donations, very rarely is it the kind of dollars that are unrestricted in a way that allow the nonprofit to have some dollars set aside to pilot an idea that may fail, so, or it may thrive. And so that's why this is something that INI is really working on, so that we can give nonprofits the same opportunity. And we've had really good examples in our community. The Tree to Tree Adventures at Tallahassee Museum is a perfect example of that. That program has thrived and is generating significant revenue to their organization. Another one, Big Brothers Big Sisters. You've seen the purple bins around town where you can recycle clothing. I know soon after that program launched, they were funding a whole new, an additional position with the revenues coming in from that idea. Aging with Dignity, another organization based here in our community, but serving an international movement and selling of their Five Wishes document that they translate. I can't remember now how many languages, and they sell that document, and it's the lion's share of their revenue coming into their organization. So we've got good examples that are already here. So what INI is trying to do is help more nonprofits who may have that opportunity to bring it to fruition.
Something that you and your columnist partner in crime, Kelly Oddy, have pointed out on numerous occasions is the need, really, for more educational opportunities for those folks who want to get into the nonprofit world. Because, yeah, you can go out and get a regular old SBA degree, but that doesn't adequately prepare those folks who want to enter that arena, because it is in many ways fundamentally different from a commercial business organization.
Well, you know, I could probably make an argument for both sides, but nonprofits are businesses. The difference is that their profits are going back into the program as opposed to being distributed out to shareholders. So they face a lot of the same challenges that Stansberry Consulting or First Commerce or any organization faces in terms of access to capital and, you know, bringing an idea to the marketplace. And so that's why INI is here to help nurture the nonprofits that we have, to help them be more sustainable themselves so that they can address some of the community needs that we've talked about in this program.
And now, Latimer, your Office of Economic Vitality obviously recognizes this part of our economy as very vital and important, too, as well as the retail and manufacturing and all that kind of thing, too.
Just, certainly. You know, our nonprofits provide valuable services to our community, and they also provide good social outreach to our businesses. You know, businesses want to be good corporate citizens, and they want to connect with organizations that are credible and that are performing, vital services to the community. So they are very, very critical to us. They're key partners. They have, Alice said, they are like your average everyday business, in that they saw, have some of the same issues. And so when we bring them into forums, they can join the dialogue and help us, problem solve. So incredible resource to us.
Jay Revel, cannot let you get away because of the multiple hats that you have worn over the years, particularly with your Downtown Improvement Authority involvement and now with the Chamber and all that. But for downtown Tallahassee, still, you see Brian Ballard's new tower going up there on the corner and mm-hmm. all of these things. Still, your dream was always to bring more retail-type business back to downtown Tallahassee. How's that looking?
That's good. You know, I see the cranes lifting the steel out of my window every day now from my new office. It's wonderful to see. Downtown's thriving. And, yeah, I think really what it's all about when you think about all of the great changes that you're seeing is you're seeing a increase in the amount of talent that is being aggregated in our community. You know, we're one of Florida. We're probably Florida's talent capital when you think about all the amazing students that we have at our universities. And I think that's the key to not only just driving, if you put the old hat on, retail back downtown, but also just enhancing the economy in general. You know, one of the things that the Chamber has done recently is a really cool program called the Tally Job Hop. You know, again, at the end of the day, if you're not connecting students and our young talent with job opportunities to build a great career here, they're not going to stay. All the quality of life is important. It matters. It's an anchor. But at the end of the day, they got to have a job. And last fall, this fall, I guess, back in September, we took probably 40 students over 2 days, hyper-focused one day on IT majors and took them to local IT companies. Next day, turned around and went to marketing companies with marketing majors. We're going to do it again in January with engineering majors, it's both from FSU and FAM, and then turn around and do another one with finance and accounting majors. So it's about connecting students to opportunities and making sure that they see Tallahassee as a career destination, not just a stopping point in their life. And I think that the more we can do that, the more you ramp that up, and we've got 60,000 students in this community, the more we can retain here, the more you're going to see things like downtown retail and all these other great things in our entrepreneurial community continue to thrive. So we're just trying to really, really shine some light on the opportunities that are here and celebrate the amazing companies that we have in this community that are doing global work. I mean, it really, really is impressive. We do a lot of site visits pretty regularly. Just the other day, to Alice's point about some of the nonprofits, we were at Goodwill Industries last week. They have an e-commerce division that is going gangbusters. It's an incredible thing to go and see. It looks like a miniature Amazon fulfillment center out there. There's just incredible things happening with our companies across the community. And, you know, we want to be, with all of our partners here at the table, an organization that celebrates that, tells those stories, and connects people to the opportunities to help drive the economy forward.
And for those young people, Lucas Lindsay, who want to invent their own opportunities, whether it's Domi Station or the growing number of incubators elsewhere around town, this is an opportunity for them to do just that and also stay here.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to, like Jay said, it's about making it an option. It's about putting it on their radar and giving them that opportunity. And also not just for their first job, but also retaining them as they're trying to grow their career, which means we need thriving and growing private businesses and nonprofits and organizations that are thinking bigger, selling things outside of just this market in order to grow their bottom line, because people want to know not just so I have my first job, but that I can move up in my career. You know, I have growth here, long-term growth. Otherwise, you might keep them for a few years, and then they'll move out, right? So, you know, our interest is working with those high-growth companies, whether it comes from a student or someone in the community that's a little older, and helping them make that happen.
Cecilia Humsey.
Yeah, so one of the things I want the listeners to be aware of is at TCC, Tallahassee Community College, they have a program called Spark, which is about entrepreneurship, but really looking at it through both the traditional filter of what's already going on in the community, but also perhaps a more non-traditional approach, looking at how they can help evolve and develop the trades in our community, outreach into K through 12 to really begin to plant those seeds very early in our educational program about the importance of entrepreneurship and help identify the skills that are critical to success. And so there's some really, again, you know, some of the callers earlier expressed some concerns in some of these areas. I would just want to inform the listeners that there are a lot of programs out there that are really beginning to plant the early seeds of how we can change entrepreneurship in Tallahassee.
Okay, and let's just see if we can get Reed in real fast. He has something that we haven't really talked about yet. Hey, Reed.
Hey, Tom, real quick. I know we're running out of time. One problem, as you say, that has not been addressed, and I have looked into this for years. Rental property per square foot for an entrepreneur to start a business is far too expensive in Tallahassee for the market to absorb. How do we address that?
Whoa, great question here. And I see the wheels are churning around our table here, Reed. Guys, how do you do that? That is market driven, of course. The square foot cost to rent a property and location, 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 all that kind of thing. How can we get some more affordable rental properties? Is there any way to do that?
I think you're seeing a lot of businesses that are going in and finding properties that might be currently underused. I mean, you know, there's plenty of buildings that are out there that need some life breathed back into them, and we're seeing some local companies that are doing impressive things with updating office space. There's a lot of new retail space coming online. You know, we talked about in the downtown area. And there's also some creative opportunities out there that are coming online to get people connected to a starting point. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, I was judging a panel. Lucas was there, connected with TCC. They have a retail incubator program. And, you know, kind of coming full circle on the earlier conversation, all of the finalists that were pitching their startup business, with the winner getting a free space in the TCC Capital Center, former Brogan Museum, for those who remember that, a free retail space for 6 months downtown, coming online. They've actually got a Starbucks going in there to anchor it, too, which is great. And all of the finalists were African Americans. They were all probably, what, under the age of, you know, 35, you know, really great business ideas. But, you know, it's about coming up with creative opportunities like that to get people moving in the right direction.
Well, guys, we could go another hour. Hey, Taylor, you want to put us on for another hour? We'll just go over fresh air. Guys, it's been a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much to Al Latimer, Director of Office of Economic Vitality, Jay Revel, VP of Greater Tallahassee Area Chamber of Commerce, Lucas Lindsay, Executive Director, Domey Station, Cecilia Homason, CEO, First Commerce Credit Union, and Alice Lee Stansbury, President of Stansbury Consulting and the Institute for Nonprofit Innovation Excellence. Thanks all for coming on today, guys. Perspectives produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee. Taylor Cox and Lydell Rawls back behind the glass. And I'm Tom Flanagan. We're off for Thanksgiving next week. We'll return with a follow-up program, the Jim Moran Center, week from next week here on Perspectives.
WFSU.org for online archives and podcast. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.